locked the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Jumbo Vodka was hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Well, hello and welcome to another fabulous Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 491. And we had a slight snafu last episode. It was actually 490 and we said it was 489, but all the stuff got corrected as it went out, just the opening of the show had the wrong number. So, but it is 491 this time, and it's recorded on April 24th, 2023, where it's currently 80 degrees and clear skies outside the Chubbs Gone Wild Studios, and the AC is set to come on at some point fairly soon. It's gotten up to like 80 in the house lately.
Oh, lucky. Nice and
warm. It is 190 days until Halloween, and it is 245 days until Christmas.
And on June 26th will be episode 500.
That is so cool.
Now, what happens when Chubbs hit 500? Is that mega?
We have to go on a diet.
No, is that mega chub? Is that what the call?
Actually, it's a super chub.
Okay,
anything over? Because like, and that's one of the things that always got me is they're like, "Oh, you fat," and then you hit like, I don't know, what is it, 50 pounds over or something like that? They're like, "You're morbidly obese."
No. It's 40. It's 40 pounds over, yeah, 40 pounds over your suggested or your body weight.
BMI.
Yeah, whatever it should be. Yeah, that's when they do it. Yeah.
Morbidly obese. And then it's like the.
Now that's just obese. Morbidly obese, I think, comes in later.
Well, not much later.
Okay.
The thing that always got me was that, like, the whole super. What is it? Super obese is past morbidly obese. It always struck me as like, okay, morbidly obese is like you're so fat you want to die. And then super obese is just like, whoa, you're so fat. You just super fat. Like, I don't even know. You're so fat. You're not even supposed to be alive. You're just super fat, bitch. And so I just never understood what their category of shit was. But, you know, like, if you're over 500 pounds, you're just like, you like super duper fat.
And that's, you get a series on Lifetime.
What?
You get a series on Lifetime.
Right, exactly. Oh, those poor people. I love them, but I feel so sorry. Sorry for them, bad for them.
Well, I just hate the fact that their season ends because they die.
Yeah.
Oh, it
that
was,
doesn't they, exactly
they do a season
help,
seven,
it?
But they got pulled by God.
Kind of, like, yeah. It's kind of like when I'm watching Hoarders and some of them don't do that well. And they're like, well, we got the bathroom cleared out for them, but none of the rest of the three-story house is cleared out because they were so combative. And it's like, I just sat through 90 minutes of this.
Oh, well, I've
been
got
to a bathroom cleaned out, and I have anxiety because the person was such an asshole.
Yeah, I've been to a morbidly obese, a hoarder house. And it is kind of terrifying how much garbage you can haul away and make no impact.
Oh my gosh, you should. Well, I'll talk about it later, but there was one I watched last night. Oh my god, they literally had like this three-story like house out in the South, or I don't know, plantation house or whatever. Three fucking stories. And they had the front lawn, which was huge, practically covered, and it was just like the downstairs staircase. It's crazy.
The house I went to, it was a two-bedroom duplex,
Ooh.
and the hallway to the well, the hallway was covered on both sides of the hallway with boxes, so you actually had to go sideways through the hallway to get to the bedroom at the end of the hall, and they were up about probably 4 or 5 feet high
Yeah.
each side, so it was. I mean, and I just remember the living room was at least a foot or two deep in just garbage. Like, and the child that lived there, it was eating McDonald's, and afterwards they bundled up their stuff and just threw it into the pile while
Wow.
we were there trying to clean up.
How did Jaina cope with that?
Well, she wasn't happy with it either.
Yeah, no, I'm teasing, of course, but it's really it's hoarders to me is like calming and fascinating, and like it just hits all those spots for me. I could, and actually, you'll find out that I've been quite addicted to the show quite recently again. All right. But anyway, let's carry on. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators not open to the dem. Somewhere in there, I think I got lost. Let's try that again. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from Zayunavaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. And please visit patreon.com/mattbrillian to find out how you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Yay! And actually, you can also just become a patron and follow us for free, but you don't really get any of the fun stuff. And actually, there is some fun stuff that is coming down the pike. So, woohoo! Good times. All right. Well, this day in history. Hollywood royalty, Oscar-winning actress Jane Fonda emerged from her latest into her latest incarnation, exercise guru. On April 24th, 1982, Jane Fonda extended her reach into the home video market with the release of Workout. That was the name. The first of her many best-selling aerobics tapes. Were
Well,
you part of the were you still in Hollywood, or were you?
I had not got to Los Angeles yet. I got there in 84, and but I can tell you through the video market that even when I was in video in 93, they were still selling like crazy. The same,
Wow.
you know, I mean the original, and then the ones that came after it. Jane Fonda was the queen of video. In the early days of video, I mean, she really was. I'd be curious to find out how much she made just off of making the workout videos.
Yeah,
And then, of course, if you look at her now, you know, she's like 83, 84 years old, and she looks like she's in her 50s. But that's Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda, and she hasn't gotten much much touch-up work in the last 20 years. So, you know, she's authentically a beautiful woman who's holding it. You know, she's keeping her looks, and that's amazing. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that she spent a couple decades being the guru, you know, the queen of workout.
Definitely. Most definitely. It's probably contributed to her longevity. I mean, my
Right.
goodness, her at her age, and she's just out there doing her little slapsticky stuff.
She's had two movies already come out this year.
I love it.
And
All
I
right.
think they're doing her and Lily have another one that they're working on together. It's
I'm
it turned out to be quite a team too, so good for them.
Yes, yeah. All right, today's affirmation. Please take a moment and join us in clarity. If you're driving, watch the road. I feel so healthy and happy today. Oh.
Wait, that's it?
Yep.
Okay. That's not really
Sometimes the
much of an affirmation as it is just a telling of facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do. We feel healthy and happy today. Didn't feel healthy, very healthy last night. I had a fat guy moment last night.
Oh no, what happened? Tell me everything.
On the way home from what we're doing, which I'll talk about later, we stopped at Save Mart and I didn't need anything, but I'm just walking through the store. And so I ended up, even though I'm not really having a lot of this stuff lately, I ended up getting some lemon cupcakes. And they were like big fat lemon cupcakes and ready whipped cream. Now, what is the logic in that? There is none. Except that the ready whip has like zero sugar in it. Did you know that? Like no carbs, like
Yes, I think I did. Yeah.
it was like, oh, well, this is whipped cream that, is good for you, right? So you gotta have some on the cupcakes. Well, anyway, so I don't know what the fuck was going through my head, but I was like, yes. So I came home and I gave mother a cupcake. I had cupcake, braid some of that stuff on it. And let me tell you, those were the nastiest cupcakes. And they were nasty in that, when you get a lemon cupcake, you want to taste like on the shows that we watch when they're like, I'm not getting lemon. I wasn't getting lemon. I wasn't getting anything but like some lard on a dry piece of cake. I was very disappointed, very, very disappointed. But it's seriously like, what is your rationale to get, oh, I'm gonna get a cupcake and some whipped cream. That's a fat guy thing. Just saying. All right, moving on. Let's see if we've celebrated some holidays. Holiday. Celebrate. All right. Today is Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day. Well, that's kind of a downer. Did you know that I can trace my line back to the king, being a king of Armenia, like so many thousands of years ago? It's like
That you
my
can,
father. Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty
because they
interesting.
had such good record keeping back in those days.
Exactly. Well, actually, they're yes, for lineages, but other than that, no. All right. Anyway, National Pigs in a Blanket Day. I haven't been in bed, so I haven't
So
had
now,
much of
what do you put on your pigs in a blanket?
that. I have not had pigs in a blanket in so many, I mean, like decades.
Not the question.
Oh, what do I put on them? I wouldn't put anything on them. They're good, just pure, right?
Oh, okay.
Or am I missing something? Are
Well,
you
you know what
talking
pigs
like
in a blanket
sauces or like what I would wrap them in?
Well, you know what pigs in a blanket is, right?
Well, yeah, it's like a hot dog and
No, it's sausages. Sausage wrapped in a pancake. It's a breakfast.
that's sausage roll.
No, it's a pig's in a blanket.
No, that's a hot
And you,
dog baked in a
and
bun.
it's interesting because back east they put like ketchup on them, and or mustard, that kind of
Oh
thing. See,
no, I would not do that with the sausage.
I'm a maple syrup on top of them.
I could get into that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. No, I always thought pigs in a blanket was hot dogs.
No, that's a hot dog.
Okay.
But you don't wrap it in a pancake. I mean, I guess you
Well,
could.
no, but I always heard that it was hot dogs that were baked in, like buns or, dough.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they always served us in the lunch thingy. All right. Anyway, it is also the World Day for Laboratory Animals. I don't like that. No. Yeah. And also World Meningitis Day. Wow, this is a real pick-me-up day. Oh, it's also New Kids on the Block Day. All right, we're saved. Oh, well, that day definitely had the right stuff.
And the worst part is that anybody that's like 30 and under probably won't know we're making a joke.
Anyone 30 and under isn't listening to the show, so we're safe. All right. Oh, ouch. All right. Well, let's see what birthdays we have coming up. Happy birthday to author Seth Nicholas King. Yeah, we'll go with that. Also, author K. Simone, Ray Victor John Ellen, author J. Scott Coatsworth, who is head of the Cusack and the Romance Inc., and he is just a very pull, just a blessing to Northern California authors. We'll put it that way. Also, actor Julian Ortega. We've got Terrence, Anthony, Tony, Phil, Thomas, and Paul. Happy birthday, all of you people. I just feel so blessed that they are here. No, truly, I wasn't being facetious. But this, yeah. Okay. We have nothing in our feedback, so apparently Sean is not watching the YouTube videos right now. So hopefully he'll get back to that soon because we miss him. All right. Chub Hugs, we had some local folks pass recently, very suddenly. Well, for one, it was sudden. And I'm, you know what? There's been so many deaths going on recently that I almost can't keep up. So,
Local deaths too.
yeah.
That's what floors me. And none of these. Well, Buzz was a little older.
Yeah, so Buzz Houghton, who was one of the found he was not a founder, but he was one of the most instrumental librarians of the Lavender Library Archives and Cultural Exchange, which is a very dear, near and dear to us. And he actually, I think, was one of the people who was instrumental in setting up the Dewey Decimal System, which was adopted nationally for gay literature. Yes. So that was Buzz. And then one of our actor friends who just had a birthday, we talked about a little bit ago, Daryl, his husband Esteban passed away. He was quite young, and it was I don't know what happened, so I don't know whether to say it was quite sudden or not.
Right.
But it shocked a lot of people,
You
so.
know, and we had Byron's husband who Byron from the choir, whose husband had a stroke while he was in the tub and
Oh, yes.
unfortunately didn't die or drown in the tub during this situation.
Right.
And he's I at last I heard he was better, but
Yes.
I haven't heard.
He was posting pictures of the surgery, but he had to have some very extensive surgery. Yeah.
And
Now,
then,
we won't go into detail for,
right. And then,
but.
just a couple weeks ago, Steve's husband Tom died, which we talked about here. But
Yes.
it's all of these, you know, these guys were pretty young, except, you know, Buzz, who, you know, was older, but still,
Yeah,
it's
he was still not at that age, but he'd had health problems for quite some time. Also, we want to give some a chub hug out to Nephi and his family. Nephi's uncle passed on Sunday or Saturday. Friday? No, Saturday. So anyway, so some crazy stuff going on. Hug your loved ones. Make sure they know you love them. And of course, then we always have our regular shout outs to the people of Ukraine fighting a stupid, pointless war. And
And you know, we could send out some some chub hugs to Tucker Carlson, yet we won't,
nope.
because he has been he was let go at Fox News. He didn't know until this morning when he came in to prep his show, which they said you don't have a show tonight. And he's like, why? Well, because you're fired. But when's my last show? It was last Friday. They're not even giving him that opportunity to go on air, which
He walked in and they said, bye, Fallopian.
Okay. So good to see that happen. So that's a plus.
Oh, but we do want to send Chub Hugs, which is the least that we can do, to the people in Africa right now who are running for their lives after Kill the Gays bills are passing in their legislature. Like, what the fuck is going on there? And you know, a lot of it stems from those the preachers,
Yeah, I don't know.
the Western preachers that went in there and fuckers. All right, moving on. We did have some celebrities who passed, so we can lighten the mood with that. All
Well,
right.
Linda.
Yes, Lynn Goodman, former head judge of ABC's Dancing with the Stars, died April 22nd. Barry Humphries, the actor and creator behind Dame Edna Everage, died April 22nd at the age of 89 in Sydney. Moonbin, a member of the K-pop band ASTRO, died April 19th at the age of 25. And Keith Nail. Nail? Yeah, I guess so. A firefighter and two-time Survivor contestant died April 18th after months-long battle with cancer. He was 62. I don't remember him, so I may not have seen his seasons.
Yeah, I'm not, it's been 41 seasons, so
Yeah.
I can barely remember most of the winners.
Oh yeah, same. All right. Well,
But a lot of people were, talking about how Dame Edna, well, how Barry Humphries was a bit of a conservative, and he didn't, he was straight playing, he was a true drag queen.
Yeah.
And but Dame Edna thought that Barry was an idiot. Right. So the, you know, there his Dame Edna was much smarter than he was, and he played upon that a lot. So because Barry was his considered his agent, and she really needs to fire him because he's just not working out. But okay.
Right. Because I remember there was a scandal a time back about him saying that just because you castrate yourself doesn't mean that you're a woman.
Yeah.
And there was a and the controversy was about how that was taken, whether it was really supposed to be as blunt as it was, or whether it was actually a sarcastic, and it just it, but whatever it was, it bit him in the ass.
Yeah. Well,
So.
it's like I always say, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one, and they don't think theirs stinks.
Sorry, JK.
It's
Okay, well, Tom wants to talk to you about.
me already?
Yes, Queen.
Okay.
It's always about you.
No, whatever. Let's see. So, let me get to my page. My page. Let me get in my glasses. My glasses. This week on the Conners, Darlene had finally got to do something selfless,
And
which
she
was
didn't do
with
it.
Mark. Mark wanted to go. He wants to go to college. That's her son, and
Right.
he's the only one that has the opportunity to actually make it out of this town and stay out of this town. So she wants to make sure that he had the opportunity. So he wasn't able to get a scholarship anywhere. So he got accepted to this one school, and she found out that if she worked at the school, her son or her children could basically go to school for free. So she just got a brand new executive job, but quit that so she could become a lunch lady at this college to put Mark through school. So, it was selfless and it was nice for her to do, but it's still, it took her long enough to do something that wasn't,
Yeah, because I'll tell you, the way
terrible.
that you guys talk about the show and the things that she does lately, I don't want to watch it just because she was always my hero on the show.
Right. I always liked her in Roseanne so much. And yeah, so anyway, so she's a lunch lady now. So yeah.
Well,
Which is
wow.
fine, you know what?
Yeah.
She's paying for her son's education by slopping out sloppy joes. That's fine.
Hey, she's doing something for somebody else
Finally,
that
yes.
might really be great. So awesome.
So let's see, American Idol, we're down to the top 24. And this last night, that was last week, last night they brought it down to the top 20. And then tonight they take it down to the top, I think they said 12. So it's been, when they get to this part, it moves fast on American Idol.
Yeah.
But most of the people last night were singing original songs, which is, and some of them were excellent songs. Once one kid sang a song called 180, and he was, and the song was basically, with the direction we're going, we need to pull a 180 and get, and go the other direction, that we're going the wrong way. And it was really a smart song, and his kid's 17 years old, so they've got a lot of really good talent this year.
Cool.
On Chicago, they another fun, well, I mean, it's always just so much fun. The part that made me laugh was they on Sweeney Todd, the Sweeney Todd characters, they make Mrs. Lovett, instead of the pie maker, she was the lady who takes care of kids. So she's almost like Mrs. Hannigan from Annie. So
Okay.
and that's last week she was singing that she's in charge of the worst brats in London. And well, in Chicago, because they said town, because it's not London. And then Sweeney Todd, who lives upstairs, who's the butcher, he's talking about how he's got the worst brats in London. That was last week. Well, this week he's going, it's terrible. There's just, we can't get enough meat. I can't get enough meat to run the business. And she's going, well, there's, where can we find some meat? And all these kids are running around, and then they, they sing instead of a little priest, it was, let's see, it's, where is it? I got it down. They're good enough to eat. So the kids, they're talking themselves into chopping up the children and using them as food. So, which I found hilarious. And of course, it's like there's Buddy, and I'm trying to think of what they, because they had it rhymed with him. Because in Little Priest, it's like there's priest, little priest. He's unselfish, not there in the least, and they've got all these wonderful rhymes. And in this one, they were talking about how each of the kid would taste based on their name. So,
Oh, jeez. Wow. Huh.
Miss Maisel this week, she was the narrator of a Trash Management the musical, which was at the they basically, it was the Italians trying, this is during the 60s, trying to say the city can't do with the waste management the way you need it done. They're only going to take certain garbage and leave the rest out, but waste management will take it all and we'll make sure it goes away. And if you remember, like in the Ritz, how the one of the I think it was the Jerry Stiller character was running the garbage. They were in charge of garbage in New York. So,
Oh, right. Okay.
right. So it's which took place, 10 years, well, probably 20 years later. So, they obviously the musical worked, and the Italians got the waste management money. So, but it was a filler episode. Usually there's something going on. There was a lot of filler. It was funny, but it was a lot of filler. Mandalorian season finale, And it felt really like series finale. Have you watched it yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It just when you see it, you know, it ends with a very final feel to it.
Final,
Yeah. So you can take a look at that. I started watching Rise of the Pink Ladies over on Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It is. It's a musical, and it's based on the first how the Pink Ladies got started originally, you know, who started, how they got started. Last week they had a young Rizzo and a young Frenchie who were only in junior high, so it was kind of funny seeing how, oh my God, they look just like Frenchie and Rizzo from the movie. So that was fun. And it looks like it could be a good show. I just can't imagine it being a long show, you know. Although the songs are pretty good that they have. Secret of Sulphur Springs back on Disney Plus. They're in the, what I love about it is this kids show, but they're also, the episodes are like 15 minutes long, not long at all. And I don't know where they originally played. But all of the episodes for season three are available now. National Treasure, which was on Disney Plus, got canceled.
Oh,
F
surprise.
I. And of course, last week was 4:20, and so I spent a good bit of the day going from store to store, picking up sales everywhere. We got cookies, we got gummies, we've got chocolates, we've got, I mean, everything. It was fabulous. We even got something called Mike Tyson ears, and Mike Tyson has
Gosh.
his own company that he makes you know, produces weed with, but he's got gummies that are look like Holyfield's ears that he took a bite out of, so they're little gummy ears. It's really cute, really clever idea to make some money. Good for him.
That's how our dog Tyson, how he got his name. Was because when my mom got him, he was always trying to nibble on our ears.
Oh, that's cute. And then finally, we did go see Dungeons and Dragons, and I wanted to see
There's mine
Dungeons and
shirtless.
Dragons like the game. They
Oh,
weren't in
whatever.
a that, but they weren't in I mean, call it a quest. Don't call it Dungeons and Dragons then. I'm fine. You know, if I had gone in, we're going on a quest to save something, I'd be fine. That's great. But don't, if you call it Dungeons and Dragons, I'm expecting some dungeons and some dragons. And
Well,
I got one dungeon for about 10 minutes and a dragon for like a cameo.
right. But one of the thing is, and I actually had to have Clint, who was a huge Dungeon D&D fan, point out to me is that like the groups in the stadium, when they were all in the
Yeah.
big whatever. The groups that were in there were actually characters from different incarnations. Like there was a cartoon show, and like all the characters that were in one group were like all the characters that were in the D&D cartoon show. And all the ones that were in another one were like all from some book or, stuff like that. So, I mean, it did try to pay homage to the whole thing. And stay somewhat true to the characters, but I mean, I'm not saying, you're wrong or anything, but I just was happy with a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was decently entertaining. I just I was expecting, well, I was hoping that they were finally going to give me the Dungeons and Dragons movie that I've been wanting since the 80s.
Oh yes. Oh, that first one that they did was
Oh,
so bad.
I mean, I don't know how many times they've done Dungeons and Dragons, but they never get it right, ever.
I didn't know that they'd done it more than just the ones.
Well, there was a TV movie where it was the devil's, you know, like, oh my
Oh.
God, you can't have your children playing that game. And then there was a theatrical one too, and they always sucked. Or we were promised, well, it doesn't say it's Dungeons and Dragons, but it's based on that. And then it's like, this is not based on Dungeons and Dragons,
Right.
unless there's something I don't know about, which come to find out that there was, there's more to Dungeons and Dragons than I know about.
Well, yeah, they tried to get me into it, and I mean, I thought it was fine, but the whole RPG is just like, why roll the dice when I can go play on the computer? I mean,
Yeah.
that was just, I didn't connect to it the way that so many of my generation, our generation did.
Well, that's because you are waiting to not have to deal with people on a personal basis in a game where when we grow up, that's, I mean, you play Dungeons and Dragons with a 20-sided die and somebody who spent enough time to develop a dungeon for you to go through. 'Cause that was the dragon. I mean, the dungeon master, that's hard work. That's a lot
It
of work.
really is. In fact,
Yeah.
I know a couple of people who have, well, I mean, obviously we know Seder,
Right.
and a friend of mine, Daniel, and they've done their own, creations and stuff, and they're really great. But yeah,
Well, I
you
mean,
need to have some
it's
skills
like
to do that.
you're creating a world. You're creating almost like a novel, you know,
Right.
in a short amount of time, and it takes a real talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaina did that too, and I was like, I'll play, but I'm not going to spend all that time coming up with that shit.
Right. Yeah.
So, and I did another movie that I just, well, we haven't finished. I should say I haven't finished yet because Sean's already said, please don't include me in the second half of this, because first of all, the movie's 3 hours and 8 minutes long.
Oi.
It's called Babylon. It's only available on either, you know, like Redbox Video Rental or on Paramount Plus. And
Oh.
this is the Brad Pitt movie with Margot Robbie. Early Days of Hollywood came out at Christmas time
Okay.
and was a big flop because you could tell, I mean, it's just bleeding money in it. And it's all about early days of Hollywood, the silent era, the 20s of the silence, right as they're switching, you know, when the talkies were starting to come through.
Yeah.
And so it starts off at this wild party that they're having where
Okay. Yeah.
Fatty Arbuckle's getting pissed on in a room by some hooker. And actually, I think she was an actress ultimately, but she's pissing on him, and there's people fucking in the living room, and there's there everyone's doing drugs, and oh my God, it was like the all I could think about was my grandmother
Oh, well, that's interesting.
was an actress in the 20s and the 30s.
Yeah.
And
She could have pissed on Fatty
I
Arbuckle.
remember, no, because that woman died. Because I remember my dad would tell me stories that my grandmother would go to these Hollywood parties, and you didn't want to, you know, and they the alcohol and the drugs were flowing, so you didn't want to get too drunk. So she would drink socially, you know, be like, oh yeah, la 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 la, drink, 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 and then as soon as she'd feel anything, she'd go throw it up so she could come out and drink more. And so I'm watching Margot Robbie's character do basically the same thing, and I'm like, oh my God, because she's such a whore in this show. But yeah, you're watching it going, oh my God.
That
Oh,
could have been based on my grandmother.
it could have been. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I know she ultimately married Hal Moore during the 20s, and then she did The Jazz Singer. And then she was stuck with my dad because she got a divorce after she married, I mean, before she married Hal Moore. So she was stuck with my dad. And I think that kind of straightened her out. She was no longer the party actress that she was before that because she was in her 20s during that time period. So
Right.
same age, the whole thing, it was freaky. So I'll finish it to make sure that they don't say that she and her son went off to open up a art gallery, and house things, stuff from Mexico that they've collections that they have found in Mexico. weird. It's just going to be weird to see what happens. So, but it's the money is there. I mean, you look at it, it's just fantastic. They have sequences where they're doing the old silence, where they've out in the middle of some orange field where they've chopped down all the orange trees, and they're doing over here, they're doing the Battle of Troy, and over here they're doing a Western, and over here and right next to it, because there was no sound, so you have to worry about the bleeding of the sound. So as long as your camera didn't veer off and land on the Paris sequence that they're filming in the next, but it was all open. It wasn't like it was a studio. It was just, well, it's kind of fun to watch, especially if you're interested in American Hollywood
Oh
stuff.
yeah. I mean, that's what I always thought the, when they honestly when they did the oh God, I'm not gonna remember the name of it. The was it a movie named, was it called Nickelodeon?
Yeah, there was a Nickelodeon.
And it showed a lot of the old, the ways that they used to do the old silence in the first movies and stuff like that.
Well, and like, remember the when they did the over the Under the Rainbow with about the Wizard of Oz, making of the Wizard of Oz, and how the Munchkins would get were getting so drunk and perverted that they didn't know what to do with them, and they ran wild through Hollywood.
No, I don't. I never saw that, but that now I'm gonna have to.
Which is based on a real story. Even though it's a comedy, it was based on the terror that the Munchkins created. So,
Oh, hell, I have to try that.
yeah.
Okay.
And
Well,
my tomatoes were planted, and
okay.
it's growing this year. So, yeah, I'm all set.
Cool. Well, I have watched none of our mutual shows.
What?
I know.
So unlucky you.
But if there's ones that you've watched, go ahead. I don't mind spoilers. I will catch up on them this week.
Well, on Top Chef, we do get to see that Dale has a huge tattoo on his chest.
Oh, yes. There was a, I saw a little preview of that. Yes.
And it was, but it was like obnoxiously large.
Yeah.
And then I won't tell you who went home on that episode.
Thanks.
Spring Baking Championship. I have no idea who went home. Well, on that show, unless it's somebody you really like, it doesn't matter who went home.
Right, like
No.
the when the
When
deaf
Jai went home.
contestant went home, then I was a
Well,
little sad about
that was.
that, but I couldn't remember hardly any of the others that went home.
Right. Survivor this week, there's a real good switcheroo that happens, another twist
Oh.
that you'll enjoy, and I won't tell you what that one is.
Okay.
And then as far as animal control, it was, another, I enjoy
Right.
the show. So, they bring back Rick, who was attacked by the mink again.
The ear,
The ear guy,
the
yeah.
guy, yeah.
And so he goes, I will tell you, he goes out riding with Joel McHale, and the girl who's the new captain, she goes, "Be so careful with him." And he goes, "What is the likelihood of him getting attacked by another mink?" And
Oh,
then there's a call. Yeah, at this particular place, we have a mink that's loose inside, and they're like,
oh no.
and then of course the psycho music starts, and everyone's like, "Ah, oh my God, what are we gonna do?" So it was humorous, and I didn't watch Single Female yet, or and Night Court. Was there a new one this week?
Don't think
I
so.
don't think there was. So
Yeah.
I think you're good. So,
Okay. Cool.
oh, so your dog's doing drugs now?
Yeah, well, actually, kind of, sort of. She doesn't get the THC, but yes, little Kaya has spent 3 days with the CBD, and she has gotten to the point where, because she is a Chihuahua, and she is, I swear that she has some corgi in her. So,
I see that. I see that.
yeah. So I call her a Chihorgi. But she is just gotten so high strung, crazy, like somebody from the party next door sat down on our steps, and you would have thought that somebody like a bull jumped through the front window or something. She freaked out, and she has been doing stuff like we have her on a seatbelt attachment in the back of the car. And like somebody got out of their car right next to us, and as soon as she saw them, she like launched herself at the window. She tried to bite the neighbor. She is just, and the thing is that we have worked with her. I mean, because she's four now, and we have worked with her so hard to quell that type of thing. Like none of our other dogs, they all learn not to do stuff like that. But she is herself. She is her own person, and she'll listen to me to an extent. She'll kind of listen to mom when she knows she absolutely has to. But other than that, she's gonna do what the fuck she wants when she wants it, and she knows that, we're never gonna beat her. Or, anything, we can't run to, get a hose to squirt her to make her calm the fuck down. So it's really difficult. And we've even tried the noise things where you're supposed to point the noise thing at her. It works for all the bigger dogs, but she just does not give a fuck. We tried a little shock collar type thing, but it wasn't a shock. It just gave a vibration and a little noise. 'Cause, I can't do the shock collar thing. But I think it just kind of pissed her off. We're like at the point now where we're going to have to start thinking about, I mean, obviously it's summer, so she's going to be home more. We're not going to take her out. But we're at a loss, so we are trying CBD oil for her to calm her down, and she gets almost a double dose, which they get like one dropper full for like a maintenance dose, and then they get two for like if they're really like needing to calm the fuck down, and she gets almost a double the double dose like every day, and she's just like, whatever. I think it may be like just kind of taking the edge off. So if she has like some sort of anxiety or something going on, that maybe she's not, but she's still like when the mail gets here, it's like we're being invaded by Normandy or we're on the, whatever, you know what I mean? But it's just like, it's insane. So. And she scares the piss out of me the way that she barks, and then she's got, her hackles are up, so she's got a mohawk for like a minute or two afterward. It's kind of crazy. So yeah, we're trying to dope our dog to try to get her to, because it can't be a good thing for her. She can't be happy being that damn high strung, or maybe she can, I don't know. But it's too much. So yes, so Kaya is now on CBD. She hasn't had her stuff today though. But the thing is when it's just like, us, she's mellow, she's happy, she's herself, she's very loving. But man, you have a knock on the door or somebody else walk by. Or breathe from across the street. I have seen her go ape shit over a leaf in the front yard. So it's crazy.
I've done the same thing, so I understand.
Okay.
Well, we've got this little corner right here at the front door,
Yeah.
and wind blows into the corner and kind of swirls around. So if there's any leaves there, they dance around there, and then I go out there and I swim them away, and then they get blown back, and
Well, that's why you're on pot.
there
So
you go.
yeah, there. So our actor friend West, who moved to Portland about 10 or so years ago,
Yep.
He was in town, so there's a see Clint and our friend Seaman and I, we got together and well, Charlie, but on the other show we call him Seaman. So for multiple reasons, he we got together and we went over to Roscoe's, which is the new restaurant, gay restaurant and bar downtown. Next in the Lavender Heights district. And it was lovely, just lovely hanging out. And they've got a patio where it's, you know, you can sit and they've got the bars all through on the corner. It's the heart of the gay district and you're just watching all the eye candy
Where
and
is it?
gay people going down. It is right next to Badlands.
Okay.
So it is like Depot Badlands and then this place. And I'm telling you, it is, they did a phenomenal job in there. It is one of those places where like if I was downtown more, that's where I'd go and hang out to drink.
So
So.
is it chicken?
Chicken?
I mean, is it
No,
a
no, no. It is everything. Like they've got burgers. The burger that I had was called the Swish Burger. Yeah. So. And they've got of course they've, you know, it's gay in downtown Sac. So they've got vegan options. They've got, and their burgers are all where it's the same burger, but you can swap out whether you want chicken or meat or Impossible Burger. It's pretty cool. The one thing that I did kind of, oh, and they've got beers that are like 23 ounce, like the big glasses of beer. So that was fun. I had NATO 5. And the only thing that I really had an issue with was, of course, the, you know, the wealthy boys were all like, Clint, was all like, oh, yes, I'd love to do some desserts. Bring me the dessert menu. And so they brought the dessert menu, and the desserts were as fucking expensive as the entrees. It's about $18. And then, like, a shake was $10. A piece of like pie was about $15. Like, I was like, who the hell are you selling desserts to? Because, I just had a meal that was pretty much the same cost as this. So yeah, no. So yeah, I'll tell you that saved some calories because I was just like, fuck that. So we had a really nice time. We caught up. He seems very happy. Yeah, so it was good. And then the next day, oh wait, okay, before I get to that, so I have not watched like literally any of our regular shows. I haven't finished Shadow and Bone. I haven't watched anything except for Hoarders. I'm telling you, Hoarders strikes some chord in me. You know that I have often been called by some of our friends and family the anti-hoarder, and I am so happy just watching people have to have their entire lives cleaned out, and it just the crap that goes and seeing it all get sorted too and thrown away, and then oh, it's so neat afterward and everything. I don't know why, but it pleases me, and I go from like doing other stuff while the show is on to realizing I
What's
know
wrong?
you're talking, you're muted and you're talking through my.
That's not about you. Calm down. I'm being asked a question.
Okay.
You continue with
Okay.
your clean room.
I'm just checking. I was wondering if I was going, somebody's going to ask me to come over there and work at your place, so.
Oh no, we hired a maid.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, she came on Friday. Took 6 hours, but the
Really?
house is clean.
That's awesome. No, that's we want to do something like that here with like I do really well with the main stuff and mom does her stuff, but like the bathroom, you got we're not like getting down in all those little crevices stuff. We just can't do
Yeah,
that shit
you
anymore.
can't get down
So
on, you can't get back behind the toilet. You need somebody to do that you can pay.
right, and that's where we're gonna try to save up and have somebody come in and do a really good, solid cleaning. Anyway, back to hoarders. What was I saying?
You were happy about the cleaning.
I know, and I just love it. And I love the psychology behind it too. And the way that they press the people and they like really work with them to not to do those things. And I tried to employ, yes, I believe that's the right word, a lot of those tactics and psychology and stuff when working with my father to try to get him to clean out his hoard. And yeah, it didn't work. But it's nice to see it work on the show. But I have just been absorbing that. And oh, what I was saying is I will like get so absorbed in it that I'm doing something else while I'm watching the show. And then I'll realize I've watched two episodes and done nothing else except just watch these two episodes.
So you're a hoarder of hoarders.
Yeah. I am quite addicted to the show, and I will be, and I love the fact that there's seasons that I found that I have not seen, but I also know that I have like gone nights without journaling just because I got so wrapped up in the show that I was too tired afterwards. So womp womp. And then yesterday we went and saw Renfield. So, great show. Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Hoult, two Nicks, and then Awkwafina was in it as well.
I
And
love Awkwafina.
yeah, just a brilliant. Really well done comedy, gory as fuck. I mean, there's like would you, like the boys level gore type.
I've seen the
Yeah.
preview.
Boy, it was insane. That way, but Nicholas Hoult was brilliant. Nicholas Cage was fun. You know, I always kind of think he's fun when he's not taking himself so seriously. And Awkwafina was really good. Yes, I know you got a dental appointment. You'll be fine. But Awkwafina was really fun, except that there were a couple times when it's like, I don't know whether they directed her to go ahead and just try to play to make it comedic, but her character was set up to be like kind of the baseline character, so everybody else could be kind of, you know, supernatural and over the top. And so when her character became funny, it just kind of almost didn't work. But really good show, go see it. And that's it. I didn't do anything else
Are
except
there
watch
any good
more.
previews?
You know, there were a number of previews that we wanted to see. There's some really good movies coming out. Is there one specific that you're
Well,
mentioning?
no. I just when we went to see Dungeons and Dragons, we had a good probably 20, 25 minutes worth of previews before the movie. And one that I thought looked good was I can't it's a weird spelling. I don't know what it means, but it's they had said that this is the best kill the Nazi movies that you're best comic Nazi killing movies that you're gonna see in years. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna see that one. It looked really good.
I didn't see. Maybe I don't know. I don't
And
remember that one. I just remember that there were some movies that I was like, damn, I really want to see that. But man, there were a couple that we were just looking at each other like, why did they green light that?
why is it going to theaters? That's what I want.
Right. That's like something
Shouldn't this
that
be going direct to Prime? Yeah.
If it was good enough for Prime, put it that way. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into some advice. This comes from Miss Manners. My wife and I got married 5 years ago and have two children. One is 3 and the other is 1.5. We have many older friends whose children are grown and moved out. We have been invited to parties at some of those friends' houses, and as we cannot really afford a sitter, we have brought our kids with us. This is usually received with statements such as, Oh, I see you brought the little terrors with you. I feel this is a very rude thing to say. I do not know a polite way to respond, and also clearly says I love my children and do not appreciate them being insulted. How should I respond?
You
I
shouldn't
don't
take
know.
your kids to parties.
Yeah, you should leave little fuckers home.
And you know, should you have asked, oh, is it okay if I bring the kids? No, it's an adult party.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can't come then. Oh, well, we understand.
Yep. See you next time when you
You know,
can get a sitter.
you invite people to a party and they think, well, I have to show up, so I'm going to take my kids and my dogs with me. It's like, 'cause we have people that take their dogs with you instead. You know, it's like, okay, you don't take your dogs to houses with other dogs, number one.
Right. Yeah, they damn right.
And
Yes.
you don't take your dogs to other people's houses unless you definitely they know and have approved that you can bring your dog with them, because new dogs love to pee on carpets that they don't aren't familiar with.
Well, I wouldn't know. No, I mean, yeah, I guess so. But my thing is just that I would worry about my dog, especially around another dog or in
Oh,
another house. Like, you gotta
that's
watch
just
them
no.
constantly. What fun is it going to be to try to relax at somebody else's house if you're constantly on guard for, anyway, just,
Yeah,
yeah, stay
I
home.
know. I've been
Stay
there.
home or ask or whatever. But anyway, let's see what Miss Manners has to say. Insulting your children is certainly rude, although Miss Manners notices you conveniently skipped over your own rudeness in bringing them where they were not invited. Otherwise, why offer the justification of exorbitant child care costs? There would be no need to respond to the original conversation gone something like, I'm so sorry. We would love to attend, but there's no way we're going to be able to get a sitter, so we will have to decline. Oh, please bring the little ones along. We'd love to see them. Well, if you're sure it won't be a bother, we are happy to accept. Failing that, you could have enjoyed a pleasant evening at home with your beloved children. Anyway, that's dear Miss Manners. I love her. All right. Hey, Chubbs, who was the last person you texted and what did you say?
The last person I texted
Oh.
was Jaina, and I said I thought it might be sleep apnea.
Oh, that's nice. The last person I texted was Clint, and I sent him a screenshot of 1234, which actually I was supposed to send to Michael Sage, so I sent it to the wrong person. But it has a Christmas tree or a Christmas wallpaper on the phone. To which he responded, "I know your triggers too. Guess what? F word." A new level of unlocked. Anyway. So, and then he called me a Christmas loving bitch. But delightful. All right. What we got here? Okay. Hey, Chubbs, who was the last person you talked to on the phone? Boy.
It would have been Mike and Jaina. I was on the I was on like a FaceTime with them. Otherwise, talked on
Oh.
the phone would have been Sean. Actually, just on the phone.
Yeah, phone. I'm looking through my, I think it would probably would have been my client, Ormundo, which was like a week ago. I don't like talking on the phone. All right, moving on. Oh, what's in your lunchbox? Actually, Mr. Moose did send something in. Where is it? There we go. So, he said, hold on. No, okay, I'm just gonna tell you and then you'll have to see it. on our Facebook group, because you can go over to facebook.com. No, that's not right. Yes, facebook.com/chubsgonewild and check out what's in your lunchbox. Now, Tom has a number of things, actually, but this one comes from Mr. Moose, and he says, "It's early on Sunday morning. I've made myself coffee. The rabbit is hopping around the living room. Hubby is still in bed. But he shouldn't be sleeping for long. He will wake up to the smell of eggs, bacon, hash browns any minute. When I was a kid, it was my job to make breakfast on Sunday morning. My mother didn't cook at all on Sundays. I remember having to stand on a stool and reach the stove, but I learned at an early age to make pancakes, French toast, sausage, bacon, omelets, you name it. Old habits die hard." And that is a beautiful plate of food, Mr. Moose. Just super, super, super yummy. I grew up cooking at a young age. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to add this to the Trello just so that you can see it. And then, how about you tell us what you got? Because you went to some fun places.
Well, the first place we went to is called Localis. It's a Michelin star restaurant here in Sacramento, newly Michelin starred. So we wanted to get there before it got too famous.
Or was it famous star?
And so it was a the theme of the night was a bit of a bit of Thailand. And so it was all Taiwanese food based, and a lot of stuff that you would hate.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. But there was a lot of it was really tasty, yummy stuff. You know, it's like, I don't know that I overate or not. I felt full, but the portions are not, it was a tasting menu. So it's not big portions.
Yeah.
There were a lot of really good things. We had, I think, three different desserts that we got served. Yeah, that was interesting. And it's like, they kept bringing food. It's like, okay, look, I'm stuffed. I can't have any more. Oh, well, here's another dessert. Then here's another dessert. And here's something to take home with you. Fresh baked banana bread.
I love banana bread.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was really good. I love going to, you know, like fancy restaurants every once in a while and see how the other half lives. Well, the other 10% lives. And then we went to a place called Fixin's, which is a barbecue soul restaurant, here in town. It's actually in Oak Park. I got the fried chicken with fries and red beans and rice, and the French fries were excellent. I would suggest getting the fries. The red beans and rice I liked too, but definitely get the fries. The chicken, it was really crunchy, super crunchy, but it didn't have a whole lot of flavor. And it reminded me of actually Church's chicken. If you've ever had Church's, where the skin, I mean, the skin itself is not much. And then you bite inside it and the chicken's kind of bland. That's how.
And was there a lot of fat on it?
What? No, well, it's just they don't season it. And that's how this tasted too. It was really crunchy, and the wing wasn't bad because it's not as much meat, but the breast was kind of hard to get through because it just didn't taste like much.
That's you know, I will, you have more.
Yeah, well, and that's what I hear that's how it normally is. So, and I think a lot is because in the South, a lot of people like to use a hot sauce with their chicken. So you're not going to over flavor the chicken if you're going to throw something.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking is why it's that way. Because, you know, Popeyes is from the South as well. And they, you know, say, oh, do you need any hot sauce with that when you order? But their chicken's very flavorful.
Yes. So, yes, so, it is. I don't even need anything on it.
But I'll tell you, those fries at Fixin's, Wow, they were good.
That's awesome. You know, I our neighbor had a big blowout and brought us over some a couple plates of like one thing of seafood and one thing of like meat and stuff. The meat was brisket, tri-tip, and prime rib or something like that. Anyway, beautifully done, blah blah blah. And then he had mac and cheese. I swear I don't know, and I believe he had it catered too. I don't think he made it himself, but I have never in I don't know how any restaurant I go to, any catering I have, whenever I have the mac and cheese, it is the most mushy, bland. I swear, Kraft. I can make some Kraft out of a packet, and it tastes better than most of the mac and cheese that I've had. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not a, first of all, I'm not a cheese fan, so mac and cheese has never been one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, but you can at
Yeah.
least have some, put some salt on it.
Yeah, and well, and it's,
Something.
because, you know, I like my macaroni and cheese to be cheesy, like gooey. And, you know, I want a little cheese pull when I lift up my fork, and I want the areas around the corners to be a little, you know, crunchy because of the cheese.
Or bread,
And
crunch from the crumbs,
yeah, so
getting caught a little bit.
yeah, so that's just me. You know, I like to have that's how I like, if I have macaroni cheese, that's like how I like to have it.
Yeah, no, and I'm telling you, you would have been the same thing. You probably would have been like, oh, I'm not finishing that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so sad. All right, well, Golden Rule Services want to remind you about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find more about my books over at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at 408.
408-69 Chubbs.
I swear I was just on a roll all of a sudden. Anyway, let's try that again. And give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
As Queen. All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Tom has a dental appointment, and I have to actually try to write something because,
I'm
well,
looking forward to the Novocaine.
I do. So it's that kind of dental appointment. Oh,
Well,
girl.
I'm getting it cleaned and then they're removing two fillings and redoing them.
Well, you know what? That's not too bad. I'm looking forward to my next cleaning, but it's the everything up to the actual sitting in the chair, and then yeah,
Well, yeah, and
that just gives me
the
too
reason why
much
I
room.
said I thought it might be sleep apnea was because whenever they get me in the chair, they give me some Novocaine, they flip me back up, you know, I'm upside down. I tend to fall asleep even during the drilling. And that's why I thought it might be sleep apnea,
Interesting.
because I don't sleep on my back. So I never, you know, had a problem with that. But when I'm there, I'm sleeping on my back upside down. So it's weird, but since I haven't been snoring at all anymore, so I'm wondering if I'm going to make it through without sleeping.
That's interesting. That's well, you can tell us on the next show, or
We
of course,
look
you can
forward
text me
to.
afterward. All right, girl. Well, you have a good pain-free time with that, and talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.